representing La Caparra Valley, Dawson Boyd in the state track meet on the girls' side. Josie Munsterman and Avery Bartunek on their jumpers, not runners like Mike and Zeke Sather. Do you like to run, Avery?
I mean, I prefer jumping, but if I have to run, I'll
run. All right, let's start with you, Avery. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I just finished my junior year at Dawson Boyd, and my parents are Chad and Amanda Bartunek.
All right. I know you have a lot of family that always follow you in track, right?
Yeah, I do. They support me a lot, and it's very nice.
Are you excited to go to state this year? Is this your first time?
This is my second time heading to state. I went last year.
In the same event?
In the same event,
okay. And what event is that?
Long jump.
Okay.
Yep.
How many events do you do for La Caparra Valley Dawson Boyd?
I do long jump, triple jump, and high jump, and then I get thrown in the 200 and 100, depending on the meet.
Okay. So talk about the section meet. And I understand some kind of odd things happen. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so I do all three jumping, and my first triple jump, I ended up injuring myself. I fell on the turf and kind of blew up my hip, so I was obviously devastated in that, and I had a chance to go and triple jump too, so I was devastated. So then I had to go high jump after that, and high jump was probably the craziest thing that's ever happened to me.
Now, is that the same thing that Josie does?
Yes, okay. Josie was the section champ in high jump, and I ended up placing third, so I missed it by a placement. Okay. But I had to have a jump off with the girl that took second, and we actually set like a record for a jump off, which we had to move the bar up and down 13 times to decide who got second place.
What?
So, yeah, I was very close to qualifying in high jump too, but yeah, it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Cool. All right, and so a long jump.
Yes.
You're in. Tell us about your personal best and stuff.
My personal best is 17.4, which this season I haven't gotten as close to that. I've gotten a 16.11, which is still pretty good. But yeah, I'm hoping at the state I can pop out a big one and set a new PR.
Okay. Now, long jump, explain to our listeners a little bit. Long jump and triple jump are kind of the same thing, but different, right?
Yes. So triple jump, you kind of alternate feet, and you get three jumps as you go down the runway. Mm-hmm. And long jump, you just get the one big jump into the pit.
Okay. What did you feel like when you realized you qualified for state in long jump?
Well, actually, I was high jumping, and I didn't know I had qualified for long jump already. So I just got done high jumping, and I was kind of disappointed because I didn't advance, and my coach just came up to me and looked me in the eye and was like, you need to jump. So I was like, oh, crap, I have to really pop out a big one to qualify. But the whole time I actually had qualified. So when I found out I qualified at the end of my final jumps, I was super pumped, and I was super excited to head back to the state meet.
All right. Good luck to you on Friday and Saturday then.
Thank you, Paul.
All right. I think your dad will be calling in reports to us, so we'll get it on the air. Josie Munsterman joins me. And Josie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm Josie, and I just finished my junior year at La Caparra Valley, and my parents are Mike and Deanne Munsterman.
All right. And Josie and I have done a lot of radio interviews in the past years with Dance Line and everything, haven't we?
Yes, very many.
Okay. Well, you picked up a state championship in Dance Line this past winter. You want to do that again in state track?
I'll try, but I mean,
I understand you've really done well in the high jump this year.
Yeah, I didn't high jump last year, so this year my coach convinced me to go out again. So I tried it, and at the beginning of the year, I wasn't really going my way, but eventually the meets before conference, it started to click, and now I'm rolling, so that's good.
So you run towards this bar, if people don't know, and you try to jump over the bar. It's that simple, right?
Yep, that's simple. That's right.
So what's the height that you've done?
My PR is 5'2", which I jumped at the section meet.
Oh, awesome. So. Okay, and what was that like when you realized you qualified for the state track meet?
Well, 5'2 is state standard, so I knew before I jumped it that if I made it that I'd be going to state no matter what. So once I cleared the bar and I got off the mat and the pole was still up, I was really excited and everyone was cheering and it was fun.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, how's your season? What other events are you in?
Besides high jump, I go between 100 hurdles, 4x2, and long jump usually.
Okay. What's your favorite to do?
Probably, as much as I hate to admit it, I like doing hurdles probably the best.
Oh, yeah. But, okay. Yep. Good. All right. Well, it's going to be a fun, this is your, what, second time you said?
This is my first time.
Your first time going track. Yep. So, the new experience for you.
Yeah, I'm excited.
All right. Thanks, Josie.
Thank you.
All right. That's Josie Munsterman and Avery Bartunek. La Caparra Valley Dawson Boyd representatives down at the state track meet in Hamlin.